Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Michael Bachman.
I realized at the last second that I was just oh so muted.
Nika Howard.
Hello.
Timothy Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. I still have my cough.
And Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, guys and gals and everyone.
Wow, it feels so different to be here. Whoa.
We haven't done this in a long time, technically.
We did it in front of each other like 2 weeks ago, yeah. I feel like.
And we've done other podcasts.
Yeah, but that's not the same.
This one.
It isn't the same.
I don't feel like I have Blood Drinker right now. I would like it.
Yeah.
I personally can't do the podcast unless Mike Mottman's butt is resting on my back. So I'm gonna have to quit until Mottman moves into our house and puts his butt on my back while we podcast.
I apologize that I had to sit on you. It came to a certain like point where I was like trying to not do that, and then I realized that like, A, I'll only ever have one chance to sit on you on stage.
No, and, until next year.
And B,
we can do it anytime.
Anytime, thanks, Tim, my man.
I love it.
And B, I don't remember what B was. Just glad that I got that chance to sit on you.
I feel like I was doing really good at that, and then I saw the video, and you three are bunched together like a bunch of jack-offs.
It was a constant struggle to just make sure that there were no farts going down. Not that Jennifer was going to fart on me, but I was more worried.
I had that cape to protect.
I was more worried about like Bachman or Tim doing it and it wafting down to us. And so it was dangerous.
We is that the day we ate barbecue? The whole entire thing was a blur. Yeah. What did we eat that day? I don't remember.
Who knows? A lot of alcohol.
So just to take a step back.
Okay.
We are a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons podcast. For those in the chat room, if you're patrons, you can go watch the video right now.
What? Right now?
Of the live show. If you aren't, you're going to be spoiled for the few people who are in the chat room who have not done both things. So I just want to let you know, it's not you. It's not us. You've been warned.
Yeah, and this first episode is going to be our sort of character conversion episode where we touch base, make sure that we didn't accidentally cheat, which like Jennifer and I did.
Apparently we did.
Off air. We made Jennifer stronger than a Tarrasque or whatever it's called.
But I want something that happens.
We want to make sure that if we are cheating, that it's 100% intentional.
Yes, exactly. Because we're going to change a few things around, but yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So yeah, so we're converting all of our characters from 4th edition to 5th edition.
But Thrifty! There's no devas. There's no warlords. There's no wardens. There's no Avengers.
Jayla doesn't exist in 5th Ed.
The beautiful thing about this is that it all happens in our minds.
Well, no.
No.
Rules.
Also, there are rules in the Dungeon Master's Guide on how to create classes and races.
So there you go.
So, you gotta figure it out.
Oh, hell,
the tools have been given to us to do this thing. They've made this wonderful, beautiful product that can be anything to anyone. So we can make devas.
Yeah.
But that being said, we are kind of using this as an opportunity to hit the reset button on certain things. Like Tom, for instance.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom is going to be real fucked up.
Tom's going through a lot of special changes.
he is, and this is like you're gonna think it's a joke, but it's not. He is gonna find that he has hair in places where he didn't have it before.
Tom is blossoming.
He is.
What's the age range on a dragonborn?
They only live to be 7.
7 years old. He's been alive for like 2 years,
yeah.
And he's gonna die soon.
He's 27, but they live to about 80.
Yeah, when we're going through and kind of talking about it, obviously we switched because the Storm Sorcerer came out, so I was like, all right, let's do it, whatever.
Tim wanted to do it, so we had to.
Yeah.
Well, I think a bunch of us wanted to do it for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I was stonewalling at every chance I could get. And then they came with Storm Sorcerers, like, all right, whatever. So I think I'm super confused about what we're gonna look like, and to what extent in game we're gonna justify it. Like, now I could do this.
I feel like a lot of the changes in New Eludra are, I really enjoy the idea of RPing them.
Yeah.
Like, Eludra has charisma now.
How did that happen?
She finally believes in herself.
She's developed as a person. Yeah, she's got more self esteem now.
Yeah, that's Harper excellent. Got a little bit smarter. He lost some strength, but he's fucking agile.
I mean, the whole universe got tweaked, so
yeah, because
you're gonna see all sorts of crazy things going on.
Yeah, we have advantage, we have disadvantage, inspiration,
all sorts of weird shit.
I think it would be pretty funny if everything that we were fighting was still operating within the confines of 4th edition.
Yeah, I think you guys would be fucked because all the numbers are a lot lower.
Yeah, I think spells are a little bit higher for some of them, but
some of the spells do crazy damage.
Yeah, like even for level one, you can get like a 4d12 or whatever.
But you can cast it like once.
Yeah,
and that's it. I guess that was the same thing with daily powers, but whatever.
Yeah, and this you're able to kind of do it again because, you know, I don't know. Okay. So how do you want to do this? Do you want to get into it? Do you want to go overarching? Justifications? Do we want to intro our new characters with me starting since I'm the least changed, or how you want to do it?
Well, we should roll d20s and say what happened last time. We're not gonna, for those of you out there who just want the story stuff, you can actually skip the rest of this because we're not gonna do any story stuff. We're just gonna be working on character stuff.
Yeah. But it's not gonna be super boring because we might slip into like, this is the justification for this LOL, because
that's true.
Somebody has an infamous power now that he didn't before.
All right, let's
let me roll my Dramoka spin down counter.
No.
No, we're in 5th Ed, we can do that now.
I rolled a 14.
I have one of those now, so I can also roll a spin down counter.
Wait, if this isn't a story one, should we not do the recap?
Maybe we shouldn't do the recap.
Because then we're just going to have to do it again next time.
Yeah.
We will have to do it again next time.
Yeah.
This is, I think, probably going to be our best episode. Do you guys feel that way?
Yeah.
Yeah!
This will actually be the most D&D-centered episode that we have.
I do want to just quickly recap, not the whole thing, but the justification for changing to 5th edition.
Yeah, because that's airtight, and you know, if people don't hear it, then it's like they'll be confused.
Right. Yeah.
Throughout the ages, the world has been dramatically altered by these huge sort of, well, the magic of the world has been changed by these huge events, and usually it's to get rid of a big bad guy because they're too powerful and they've tapped into the bones of the universe to make themselves indestructible. To basically to destroy Fennekin, we had to switch to 5th edition. Zerd sacrificed himself. He used use the hammer of sundering to smash the actual magical something. It looked like Twister. I don't know. But
Twistar just opened up like a portal.
Yeah, it was like a window into the guts of the universe.
The great earth spine.
And then we broke it. And yeah. Zerd's dead.
Yay.
Sorry, Zerd.
R.I.P. Zerd. Long may he be dead.
Good riddance.
May he not spontaneously be reanimated.
Hey, well, if I...
That's true. Of all the time to put a dead body in front of... So, fifth edition people.
I already say, because me and Nika both can revive his ass.
Okay, so, no, you can't revive
him. No, yeah,
because Hammer Sundering destroys, like, the soul.
Yeah.
Well, fine.
Just two fun little things before we... What was the second one? Before we go deeper into this. The first one is just the most wonderful idea that I'm sorry we're not going to do, but it's the most wonderful idea, and I love this so much that I wanted to bring it up. I think it was Nudzer, his idea, but he was saying that Zerd should get sucked into Blood Drinker. and so instead of Blood Drinker's voice, it would just be Zerd's voice from now on.
Oh, man.
Should have done that. That would be so funny.
I'd let Nika keep him.
Instead of desiring blood, he would desire honey. And he'd be like, give me honey.
Oh, it's a good thing we still have like 180 pounds of that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
He'll never run out. Did that convert with us?
Oh, fuck. We're better.
Yeah. No, you still have your honey. Don't
yes.
worry.
We have
good.
To sell
yes.
that to fund our kingdom.
Yeah, because it's like cost $2,000 to create a guild hall or whatever.
$1,000.
It's only 1,000?
It's 500 to 1,000, depending on the size and or...
Let's go 1,500.
That is the worst idea you've ever had.
We're going to go ultra luxe.
It's a good idea.
Or I have not done a good job painting the picture of this desolate world that people no longer live in. Everyone's dead.
Plan. We have a plan. Apparently, you did
Everyone's
not read that
dead.
Paragraph in the email,
no.
Michael.
No, but your paragraph describes people coming, but they're all dead.
No, they're all dead.
Back. The survivors.
They're almost all dead.
Oh, there's Paylors, there's the cat people, there's the dog people.
Yeah.
There's Chad. You know, there's tons of people.
You don't know Paylor is still around.
What? Well, the cat and dog people were there, and they got weed, so.
So, fuck it.
That is true. There is the cat and dog
And they're
people.
Sexy, and I could have fucked that cat. I found out.
That Chitara.
That Chitara looking girl.
That Maress. You could have got up on that.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so we did that. We're in our new 5th edition digs. What next, Thrifty? What next?
Well, so I think that... Oh, that was the other thing. So I was going to tell you, because so there's all sorts of these, and there's probably stuff in 4th edition as well, but the really nice thing about 5th edition is there's currently like 3 books, and I actually can read them, and it's not like 5,000, and it's not completely overwhelming.
Yeah.
So in the Dungeon Master's Guide, there is this wonderful section on sentient weapons.
Nice.
So Blood Drinker is so much more legit now than he was in the past.
As if he wasn't legit already.
I mean, he was legit,
but he's the legitest.
But now he actually has numbers. And
sometimes there'd be dozens and dozens of episodes where Blood Drinker wouldn't even pop up. Dozens. He's only come up like 4 times.
And I mean, he still will be able to. It's like the video game thing where it's like just like bizarre shit happens in cutscenes. Like Blood Drinker will still be able to just weirdly Deus Ex Machina if I need him to.
Right.
Nice.
And do weird shit. But anyway, so now I have stats for him. Well, I don't know if I'll tell you his alignment. I think you can probably figure it out. But like now I know he can like see up to a certain distance. He does 2d10 slashing damage now, which is less than he did before.
Is anyone writing that down?
Well, I mean, isn't everything kind of less? Didn't you say like a lot of the numbers?
It's not a lot. Yeah, but I have this in a Google Doc, which I can send.
Sweet.
You.
Yes, please.
Now, when Blood Drinker slays a living creature, so not like a construct, not a undead. When he slays a living creature, the wielder will gain 1d6 temporary hit points.
I like it. Let's fight lots of minions.
And we'll have advantage on all of his attacks until, or her attacks until those temporary hit points are gone or 24 hours has passed.
Let me just go ahead and find a second deep.
And he's also blood drinkers plus three.
Sweet. I like everything about this.
And if he goes 3 days without drinking blood, then he will have a conflict with his owner.
Ooh, that's fun.
Oh, I'm going to kill so many hobos.
There's rules for that as well.
Can I just be like every like couple days be like, I kill a hobo. And you're like, all right, you killed a hobo. Blood drinker's good for a while.
You gotta do it.
It's like, we gotta make a stop off this slave island. Tom needs to buy hella slaves.
If I go out of town, I gotta have like a neighbor come over and like kill a hobo with blood drinker, make sure he's fed. And
Bucky, do you have any brothers?
No.
You gotta take care of him.
Yeah.
Bucky comes from a large family of hobos.
Well, Thrifty, I want toys. I want toys.
Yeah. Okay, so now let's go through and let's talk about our characters. And
Tim,
you seem excited. So we still have some holes to fill in for some of these. So we'll do that like on the air live.
Oh man,
coming at you.
All right, so I'm obviously I think I was the easiest one to create. I haven't seen I was the easiest one to convert, I guess you'd say. So obviously I'm a sorcerer. They just did an Unearthed Arcana a couple weeks, months ago that allowed storm sorcerers to exist. So now I can make like dope ass wind happen. I can conjure elementals. I can fly like a goddamn thing. I can change the weather eventually. It's a lot of neat, like subtle bullshit, which I don't think I'm nearly as powerful as I was. Like my median range is much lower. So, and then I have like really, really high spikes.
But I feel like that's just 5e in general.
Yes, exactly. So I don't have as many neat whatevers, basic stuff, but then I just have explosions that I do.
Can you like cast fireball?
And cast fireball. Yeah.
And how much damage does fireball do?
I haven't looked it up yet because I just added it to my. It's supposed to be like insane. But
do you want to look at the book?
It's cool. I have it right here. Okay. So I know like 12 spells and 6 cantrips, which is pretty rad. So that's going to be kind of great to.
That's a lot.
Actually, I know. Almost,
I mean, you are a sorcerer
spells.
Though.
So yeah. Can you do rituals?
Because
anymore?
I get some for free. I forget how to do those.
Do they exist? In
they do exist.
I can do rituals. That's why I ask.
Oh.
What the fuck are you?
Yeah, I wanted to know the justification. Well, I guess we'll get there.
We'll get
I want
there.
To know the justifications behind
it's only specific
changes
ones.
In
it's not as good as I made it sound.
I think rituals, it just like takes a really long time to do another spell. So like instead of doing mending and like 10 minutes, it takes like 2 hours.
Fireball does 8d6.
That's, I wish it was more, but what are you gonna do?
Rolling 8d6s?
Yeah.
8d6.
Yeah.
What are we playing? Shadowrun?
Yeah. It's gonna feel like it.
Oh, exactly.
Shadowrun.
I think
that game is butthole.
One of the things I don't like very much is I don't have nearly as much of a theme anymore because there's less spells. So I'm not just choosing cool ass thunder shit or lightning shit because there's not enough of them and they don't all do very good damage. So no longer is Harper wrapped around the idea of this cool storm man, even though he is a cool storm man, he still is going
to
cast.
He's well rounded. He went to wizard school. Don't pushing me. Why are you pushing me?
Stop. Stop. I don't know what conjuring elementals does, but I'm excited to find out in a battle, and who knows what happens. Also, since I'm a sorcerer, I have all these weird it's called meta magics. So since sorcerers have less spells, they are able to fuck with stuff. So I'm like one of the only magic types that can break the action economy. So I can turn some of my spells into bonus actions.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I can turn some of my other spells that only target one person to target two people. So I could do things like two lightning bolts. Lightning bolt, lightning bolt.
Oh, my my warlock could do that.
Not the same, I'm sure.
But it was like I could choose how many targets. And
Yeah. No, this is a single target spell that I'm doing twice because I'm spending sorcerer points.
Right, yeah. Disa was doing that like crazy last night during our Dark Blades.
Who?
Disa. This,
Cody's.
Disa, these nuts. Sorry, no. I don't know what that
clearly
means.
Clearly, you don't listen to every episode?
It's, no, yes. I don't want to mix player knowledge with character knowledge.
Weren't you in the live chat?
What?
You weren't in the chat?
Last night?
Yeah.
No.
I'm hurting my feelings right now.
No, I don't want to mix player knowledge with character knowledge.
God damn it.
The other thing is I can, so create one as a bonus action, and then the other one is I can basically do to someone else. And I can reroll some of my attacks too to make it stronger. Thrifty, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you would do me the... If you want to edit some of my shit to add like some thunder keywords. So instead of me doing fireball, I do thunderball. Same stuff.
Thunderball.
Yeah. Or whatever.
Thunderclap.
No, I don't know it because I do have things that ping off of lightning damage, but it's not like super OP. But I just want to have that theme back. God damn it. I want that goddamn theme.
Damn.
Hey, Tim.
What?
Would that having that theme make D&D more fun for you?
I think it fucking would.
So don't give it to him. It's not your job to make sure he has fun. You're a DM.
That is literally my only job. Yeah, we should totally do that. Why wouldn't we do that?
Oh, hell yeah.
If that's exciting for you, then do it. And then I'll just make you fight things. It'll be so much easier for me to make you fight things that are resistant to thunder.
No.
You know what? If we're editing the world to make sure that we have fun, you know what would be fun for me is if you take the amount of damage that you just said Blood Drinker did and double it.
That's true.
See, you just think more. That would be fun.
It would be.
But I think in the end, it wouldn't be as
no,
fun.
No, I only have fun when I'm winning.
It's like you can't let your kid eat ice cream for dinner because then he'll have a tummy ache.
No, I won't. I won't.
I don't want
I
you
have
to
an
have a
iron
tummy
stomach.
Ache.
Stomach. I want to eat that Blood Drinker
That's
ice cream
what he
all the
says
time.
Too.
Yeah, well, that you're right. But now I'm an adult. I'm 30 years old. I'm old enough to know that I can have ice cream for every meal, and it's okay.
I'm an adult,
okay.
Daddy.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
I'm an adult father.
Kids, if you're listening, don't eat ice cream every meal. It's not okay.
You'll just have to wait till you're an adult, then you can do it.
Yeah, don't. Then you can absolutely
do it. You can eat frozen
quesadillas.
Yeah, just wait till you go to college where you have routinely meals of peanut butter and jelly, cereal, lasagna, pizza, and like all
hungry.
The bullshit.
Yeah. You know what's a good parenting tactic, Thrifty, is if you just like let me find out for myself if it's a bad idea. And I'll tell you when I stop having fun. I'll tell you when I get a D&D tummy ache.
126 episodes.
That's
He's
true.
Having a great time. He loves it. He loves to eat the ice cream. Mm-hmm. Now, Thrifty. Would you say the fact that we fucked with the shit that maybe the magic creates some chaos?
Wait, we fucked with the shit. Now, what do you mean by
with
that?
With the magic?
You mean, like, in the world?
When
like,
we did the twist R?
Yeah, once we did the twist R in the Hamper of Tsundere.
I mean, things might be a little weird for a while until they settle down.
All right, so here's my question for you, my dude. Do you want to throw in...
Mike Poppins eating ice cream loudly.
Like, rudely.
It's my dinner.
That was good as heck. I want to eat it.
Bachman, we saw your dinner. It was gorgeous.
No, that was a snack. This is dinner.
So basically, this is from the wild magic sorcerer thing, but I think it's so goddamn cool that whenever I do a spell, you can choose for me to roll a D100, and then a random effect happens. Things like you levitate on yourself. A unicorn controlled by the DM appears in a space within 5 feet of you, then disappears 1 minute later.
Thrifty, please do this thing.
You're transported to the astral plane at the end of your next turn, after which time you return to the space you previously occupied or the nearest unoccupied space. Your size increases by one size category for the next minute.
What? If we don't have a unicorn in our game, then I'm fucking quitting.
Your skin turns a vibrant shade of blue. A remove curse spell can end this effect. Who My knows God. If any of these guys do it? I'll be blue. So this
so
is...
What is this table? Where is this table?
It's on page 104. It's one of the... It's just like the coolest thing that they've
so
done.
So what triggers this?
Whenever I do a non-cantrip spell, I think.
So, like, anything can happen to you. So...
Actually, even cantrip. It's up to the DM. If I roll a 20, and if I get a 1, then I have to roll a D100 and do one of these things.
Wow.
A lot of them are good, but a lot of them are bad.
Or, like, neutral, because the blue thing is like, somewhere between bad and neutral.
Yeah, and some of them are fine. Like, some of you speak with bubbles coming out of your mouth or whatever. For the next minute, you must shout when you speak.
Oh, no. So just normal.
Just make it all things that, like, Tim Lanning has to do.
You cast Magic Missile. Oh, my God. You cast Fireball as a third level spell centered on yourself.
You set yourself on fire, is what you're saying.
Yeah, kill everyone.
So Oops. Is this a thing that you have? Because I feel like you need it.
Well, I chose a different sorcerer.
And you must fit all this text onto your character sheet.
I think we should do this, but I'll fuck with the table so that it's not all these exact things.
What?
So that it's...
But are you going to give us that unicorn, though? Because, mm-hmm.
What about my blue skin?
I want to meet a unicorn voice by Thrifty. Please, do this. What kind of a unicorn voice would even come out of your mouth? Man.
Do it.
I don't know. What did horses sound like?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Yo, it's me, I'm a horse.
Hello, the horse. Tim has bad at accent, but he's great at voices, as you can see in our Hatiful Boyfriend playthrough.
Unicorn.
Carrie brought in this ice cream to me because she heard of me like making comments about eating ice cream for every meal, and she was like, "It's a goof here." And I'm like, "Damn it, I'm gonna make more goofs about ice cream." This has worked out really well for me.
It's a good thing that you're marrying that woman. She's
I love that
good.
She. I like that she. The concept of her whispering, "It's a goof. It's a joke."
She's pretty fantastic.
For the boring stuff, I guess. I don't have any items except for I have a friggin' quarter staff. I'm wearing clothes, I guess, but it doesn't matter.
No, you're totally nude.
What? No.
You got a quarter.
Well,
staff?
I have the same. I don't need to wear clothes to have any AC.
You just got your sweet tats and your wiener out.
How does AC work for you? Are you just basing it off your dex, or
it's if you don't wear armor, you have 10 plus your dex.
Right. No, I'm just so yeah. So that's what you're going with.
Well, I can't wear armor. I don't think.
Okay.
What's happening?
Well, there's magic items.
I don't know where they are.
You grow
in the Dungeon Master's Guide.
You grow a long beard made of feathers that remains on until you sneeze. At which point, the feathers explode out from your face.
See, it's good shit.
I want all those things to happen to Harper.
Yeah, I have no proficiencies in armor. So are there... I saw a lot of cloaks, but the cloaks were like, you breathe underwater and you look like a fucking manta ray.
Well, there's bracers of defense.
Ooh, that's sexy.
So those give you plus 2 bonus to AC.
I want
if
that.
If you're wearing no armor and using no shield.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to.
Well, fine.
I don't want a shield, is what I'm saying.
No, you don't. You don't have a shield.
Exactly.
Right. So that's what the bracers are if you don't have a shield.
Exactly. I'll take those.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty standard one. We should just have the chat room pick out magic items for us.
Oh, God.
The chat room. Just tell us what to take.
Yeah,
you know
I don't
more
know
than
what
do.
To do with all the things that I had.
There's also a cloak of protection. It gives you plus 1 bonus to AC and saving throws while you wear it.
I want that. Unless I get a better one that's like, you shoot people. There's one that can make you fly, kind of, but I can pretty much do that shit my own.
Man, don't you want the circlet of blasting?
I think I do. What does it do?
Gives you attack bonus of plus 5.
Yeah.
Oh, it just lets you cast Scorching Ray.
Oh, F that shit.
And gives you a plus 5 bonus to attack.
I don't want that.
Once a day. So you get to cast that spell once a day. That's not that great.
That's not that great.
Anyway,
I probably also need a dope-ass staff, right?
You like, need a dope-ass staff.
Like, because the other issue is that in 4th Ed, Harper was manipulating a flaw in the character building system wherein you could take a staff that's two-handed and you use it as an implement, which is one-handed. So you could dual-wheel staves to shoot things, but you just couldn't fight with them. Like melee. So that's what I had, and it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to take a couple feats to do it, and it's only like a plus 3 or 4. But, yeah. So that's basically Harper. I thought I was missing something. What's my initiative? Is that just my...
That's just your dex.
Just my dex?
Yep.
Yeah, so I have 62 hit points, 13 armor without my bracers, and my... my hit dice is D6s. My stats changed a little bit. I only have 18 charisma now, but I have 16 dex, 14 con, 14 int, 11 strength, and 9 wisdom. I miss it a lot. And I'm trained in arcana, athletics, deception, and persuasion. Athletics is based off my gerrymandered background. I'm part noble, part soldier, because as you know, Harper was a mercenary for a time. Yeah, so I eventually want like a magical staff that gives me like whatever fucking plus 2 or advantage against embarrassed creatures or something.
I guess the other thing that we should bring up is, so we were at level 14 in 4th edition. We were probably pretty close to 15.
Yeah.
And as we all know, there are 30 levels in 4th edition.
Yes.
Whereas in 5th edition, there are 20 levels.
Yes.
So the math worked out that we were right about halfway. So I went ahead and said, okay, they would have made it to 15. And so we've converted that to these guys being level 10.
Yes.
So all of our dudes are level 10 now. We're halfway.
Halfway there. And doesn't leveling take a lot longer?
We'll have, so it was 126 episodes to get halfway. So we're going to have exactly 252.
But doesn't it slow down?
Is that the right math?
And 5th edition isn't a little slower on top of that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It should be.
Well, I don't think it is.
Well, okay. Also, I've decided that Harper is a 3-dragon ante proficionado after Tim Lanning has started playing Hella Gwent in The Witcher 3. And due to my background, I am able to have a proficiency in any game of my choice. And I chose 3-dragon ante. I don't know how it works. There is a real-life version of it, which Board Game Geek rated a 6.5.
Damn.
Which is very good.
That's a hot score.
Yeah, but I have a fucking million spells. I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to keep, but definitely keeping Dominate, Person. I got some Firebolt. What does that do for you? I got Lightning Bolt. What's that do for you?
That's a good shit.
I got... Oh! The number one I almost forgot to tell you. Harper can now cast everyone's favorite spell.
Oh, God.
Mage Hand.
No.
So what kind of shit are you going to do with that Mage Hand?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do things Mage Hand can't do so that he has to constantly tell me how it works. So I'll be like, I push the guard off the bridge with Mage Hand.
How many hats are you going to steal with that Mage Hand?
You can't push the guard off. You can't put sleeping pills in the guard's mouth.
I also have Thunder Wave, so whenever I see old Githyanki men, their asses are grasses.
Jesus Christ.
So I don't know what Conjure Elemental does. I hope it's fun.
For the folks at home, we don't hold grudges.
Hey, but old Githyanki do.
Yeah, luckily old Githyanki don't.
Well, they don't because they're dead.
Whoa.
Oh, damn.
So, like, I guess Conjure Elemental is you call forth an elemental servant, choose an area of air. I have to do air. I don't know what this means. The elemental is friendly to you and your companions for the duration. Roll initiative for the elemental. So basically, I get a new dude that helps me out, that helps me do fighting and shit. But I don't know how extensive that is. And spells are so confusing.
There's a staff of thunder and lightning.
That's me. Can I have that?
You can.
It's very rare. So
what do we get? We get one rare and three uncommon.
I think we're getting one rare and
three uncommon.
Three uncommon. But we could probably bend the rules a little bit.
Oh, for old Tim. I mean, Blood Drinker is like legendary.
Blood Drinker is a legendary relic. So.
What page is now, that staff?
I know legendary just like denotes like kind of rarity, but is that also like, does that mean that people are aware of Blood Drinker?
Blood Drinker, yeah. I mean, anyone who
because nobody else nobody's recognized him thus far. It's always been like, you know, nobody knows that he can talk until they find out for themselves. I mean, Blood Drinker like, can't talk if you don't know that he can talk.
You guys don't really hang out with scholars and stuff.
Yeah.
We have to assume
that Trent Thumble knew about it, and that's why he got
right.
it. And...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's true.
And whatever Baelish, his name was.
I feel like Fennekin probably should have tried to get it, but he never did.
Right. He probably knows about it.
Yeah.
He probably thinks it's a trifle or a bauble.
He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah. So without me going into all the boring stuff, I'll just say, yeah, that's him. There's a lot left to discover. I might change a few things around. I might complain to Thrifty. Make sure he lets me do that wild sorcerer thing, because summoning a unicorn would be bamf.
Yes, please. Like, what purpose does a unicorn serve? Nothing, right? It just appears and then disappears later?
I think it can attack with you or whatever.
Or is it just like a unicorn with his own ambitions and like and only 5 minutes to fulfill ambitions.
Yeah. Well, it's controlled by the DM.
Oh, Jesus. So it could attack you.
Yeah, it's a unicorn that just got sentience. It's like, I'm alive. I know I have 5 minutes to fuck shit up.
All right. It can decide what's going down.
Yeah.
See if it doesn't like what it sees. Then,
oh, my God. I can't wait for that to happen every episode. That shit will never get old.
It'll be the same unicorn every time.
Well, like, Christ,
no, it's not always going to be a unicorn. Minutes. You have to roll a certain, like, a certain number to get the unicorn, but it's all...
I keep rolling at 76.
I want beard sneezes.
Every time. Tim, I...
It is really
Tim,
good.
I think you mean it's 77. I think that's what you mean.
77, very good. Very good.
Right. Who wants to talk about their character next?
I'm ready if no one else is.
You go, Blockman.
Okay, let me go.
So curious.
Well, let me tell you that that when the world changed to the 5th edition, Tom's vocal cords were rendered not as beautiful as they once were, and he can no longer sing. His bard...
No!
Well, you know, he can sing. He won't be very good. But his bard traits have all but gone. He cannot heal anymore.
What?
He is a barbarian.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
That does seem to make sense, doesn't
it? He merged with, Steve's class is barbarian, so, you know, maybe some shit happened and they merged classes.
Well, that's why, because Steve's a 5th edition barbarian, so when we move to 5th edition, it's just like, oh, hey, Steve's in control.
Yep.
But you're in my zone now!
Yeah. Maybe Steve is in control of Tom's body and Tom is now the consciousness in the background. Much less fucking going on if that's the case. You know, I still have my dragon breath. It does 3d6 in a 5x30 line.
Whoa.
Which I don't think you really mess with grids too much. Like feet. So feet, you know.
Right.
Pretty sweet.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. And if they save, it's half damage anyway.
Cool.
I've got resist.
Is that just like a full action now, or is that... Because there's no miners in 5th
edition. Yeah, I don't really know how that works.
I think it probably just counts as an attack.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know.
Is that a Dragonborn thing?
Yes. Yeah. And also I get resistance to lightning because that's the damage type.
Is this because you are expecting to fight me?
Yeah.
No.
Well, no, you can like... It's weird because you can choose like what type of damage your breath does and then you get... resistance to whatever that damage type is.
Yeah,
and there's
blue
lightning and bronze lightning, and I had to go with lightning because that's just what Tom has, but I don't know what the difference is there. Like, do I not have resistance to bronze lightning? Because
I think it's just like the dragon flights.
Yeah, so there's a blue dragon's an evil dragon. Bronze dragon is a good dragon.
Oh shit.
They both are based essentially the same thing. I think
they both start with B.
They both shoot lightning out of their mouths.
Okay.
Just one of them is good, one of them is evil. So I bet it is more like what color your scales are and stuff.
Okay. Well, it has to do with what your ancestry is. So, you know, I chose blue lightning because that's what I've always done.
That makes sense because Tom is evil.
He's more chaotic neutral, isn't he? Wouldn't you say?
You could argue that for sure.
Yeah, because he pretty much just... He drinks and bones and then kills things whenever he has a chance. If that's not chaotic neutral, I guess I just don't know what it is. He can rage. Like, he can rage, bro. As a bonus action, you know, every turn I can rage, which gives me a lot of little effects. Like, advantage on strength checks and saves.
Mm-hmm.
I resist bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing. And it lasts for 1 minute, and I can do it 4 times between rests. Bonus to strength attacks, +3, which scales with level. I got reckless attack, so I can... I think it's when I'm raging. I also get advantage on strength attacks, which is basically going to be all my attacks except for my breath. And then disadvantage to attacks against me while I'm raging.
That's awesome.
So, whoops. But I have extra attack, which means I attack twice when I attack. With a melee weapon.
Yeah, I think barbarians are beastly.
Yeah, see, here's the thing where, like, you guys, it sounds like you guys had a lot of, like, choices that you could make. And, like, aside from the path that I choose, because there's, like, 3 paths that you can choose that change your abilities somewhat, there wasn't really any choice. It's just, like, at this level, you get this. At this level, you get this.
Yeah, it always seemed like the martial classes or what have you don't get near... They're much easier to make, and they're pretty straightforward. It's like, but they slowly scale to get, like... on par, because like a level 1 wizard can still cast an insane damage thing, but then once like a barbarian can attack twice with bonuses on each of those attacks and stuff like that,
right?
That, and just like kind of following it, it's they become like terrible monsters.
Right. Well, wizards were always, they were always like super frail and they could take like one hit and they would go down.
Yeah.
So
I've got danger sense. So like, you know, when shit ain't right, I can tell. And any dexterity, that's literally, it says you gain an uncanny sense of when things nearby aren't as they should be, giving you an edge when you dodge away from danger. And so basically it just gives me advantage on dexterity saving throws from things that I can see. Which is ambiguous, nice. And I feel like Thrifty's going to use that to my disadvantage.
Whenever possible.
I can't use it when I'm blinded, deafened, or incapacitated.
Frick.
But yeah, going back to the path that I take, I took Path of the Totem for... Ooh. Which isn't... It wouldn't... If it weren't for Steve, I wouldn't have taken this one. Basically, I accept... As a barbarian, I accept a spirit animal as my guide, which... it gives you, you know, it gives you some choices, but it says, hey, basically, like, here's your three different choices, but you can exchange these for whatever the fuck animal you want. In a cruel twist of fate, I've chosen Null. basically, Steve is now my spirit animal.
It's beautiful.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Beautiful.
I resist, let's see, so basically, like, I've, even though, like, the choices that I could take are, like, bear, eagle, or wolf. And so I've likened Steve, since he's a barbarian, instead of wolf, which is probably the most logical choice, I chose bear. So
yeah, that makes sense. That works. That makes sense.
So
you
I
see what a wolf. Yeah,
I resist all damage except psychic. Ooh, that seems pretty nice.
You don't wear armor or anything, right?
No, I am naked as the day Uthgar made me.
So, in our Dark Blades Random Encounters game, Fred's character Wolfgar is a halfling barbarian, and he literally just wears a loincloth everywhere, which he constantly is taking off and giving to people.
Why is he giving it to people?
It's pretty, because they need it for whatever reason. It's
the
pretty fantastic.
With it.
Are they better than us?
They're okay.
Level four.
Pretty good.
No, like, as are they more entertaining?
Because of their loincloth adventures?
I know they drink almost four times as much as we do.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
But that also, that path also doubles my carrying load and, like,
oh, hell yeah.
And lift. See, like, here's the thing. It's like, I feel like up until now, shit like that has never come into play. Like, we always, like, as far right. as our characters are concerned, we're only really, really worried about, like, battle. And then stats just don't matter outside of that. So, hopefully that works out. Because I had to choose it just kind of from an RP perspective. So, hopefully I get to use it. Hint, hint. I get advantage on strength checks to push, lift, or break.
So, you got those gains, dog.
Yeah. I got Feral Instinct, advantage on initiative. Brutal Critical, when I roll one... I roll one extra damage die on crits. When I look at my skills, like, animal handling is uses your wisdom, so it's negative one. So
you're no longer my Dallas Dragon Rider.
Well, I am, but I don't know shit about how to handle a griffin. But also, I get, because of the Path of the Totem, I can cast Beast Sense, speak with animals as rituals. And then, and so apparently I can I don't really know how to handle griffins, but I can talk to them.
Nick and I can talk to animals too.
So I can't talk to animals.
I can.
Fuck.
Sweet.
I can't only talk to one animal.
So okay. You don't need a scroll anymore to talk to Daisy.
No, I won't need the scroll anymore to talk to Daisy. Absolutely not.
Oh, shit.
I can talk to Daisy and see what's really going on.
We're
going to
have a group conversation with Daisy.
All right, fine.
Don't leave. You're going to leave me out.
Here's the other thing. And this is why I was excited to take Steve as my spirit animal. I can also cast Commune with Nature as a ritual. A spiritual version of my totem, which is Steve, appears to convey information I seek. So, Steve, who's always
so
in my head.
So he'll manifest himself in front of us?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Like Obi-Wan Kenobi, wait, or not Obi-Wan.
Sure. Like the Hayden Spoilers, Christensen sorry. Version of Ghost Anakin Skywalker. He'll materialize in front of us and have conversations and shit, I guess.
Wait, does that mean that Thrifty has to do his voice? Because technically he's talking to us, giving us...
I'll have to, like, text Bachman
Yeah,
things.
You'll have to tell... With Thrifty, I can coach you on the voice if you want.
No, I would. It would make me so sad.
I think at least the first time it happens, you do need to attempt it because I want to hear the thrifty version of the Steve voice.
Oh, I don't. I couldn't. I'm
sorry.
Is it a lot like your unicorn?
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember what that was.
I'm a unicorn. I'm Steve.
Steve the Gnoll. Where's Cheryl? I miss Cheryl so much.
It needs to be much more high pitched than that.
Hi, I'm
wait.
Well, hi, I'm Steve.
I'm Steve.
Uh-huh. I'm Steve.
Steve the Gnoll. I love you guys.
And
tickle me, Steve.
And that's it. I've got Blood Drinker, but I don't really know what my other items are at this point. So
I mean, you've got Blood Drinker, so that's kind of...
You don't have Blood Drinker.
Well, I mean, I've got Blood Drinker.
Yeah, that's actually true. You do not have Blood Drinker.
I almost fucking got away with that, you son of a bitch.
You said it so it's true, so it happens.
Yeah, we all agree, so we do that.
No, Nika or Jayla has Blood Drinker. She's going to dual wield a greatsword and a halberd.
Have you guys noticed that Nika has just sort of been glaring at us this whole time?
Are you mad at us?
Not saying anything.
Are you mad?
Thrifty.
No, why would I be mad?
Why are you scaring me?
Shit.
She's so mad.
Thrifty, I have a question, though.
Yeah, what's up?
Since there is no equivalent, or doesn't appear to be an equivalent of Streetwise in 5th edition, what skill check will I use moving forward to breakdance?
To breakdance?
Yes. Yes.
Do you have to do athletics? Oh, the hell.
You gotta do survival.
Because you grew up in the streets. You survived the streets.
Yeah. Eight miles.
Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand, sleight of toes, sleight of windmill.
I mean, it's real easy. Just pick one.
Hello, performance.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Or is it religion? Survival, if my religion is breakdance,
wait. Okay, that begs the question: what is performance for under normal circumstances?
Bard shit, mostly.
Oh,
singing.
Okay. I mean, does that factor into boning?
Ooh,
probably.
I feel like a lot of these skills factor into boning: acrobatics, athletics,
investigation,
animal handling,
medicine.
Sleight of hand.
Stealth.
Survival.
What we're saying is all the skills are sex things.
Get that magic.
Well, like, performance would be, like, if I know, like, a lot of, like, moves, right? And athletics would be if I'm just gonna power through it. Like, no moves, just going.
Just going.
Or do you have the strength and stamina to pull off the moves?
And then athletics is if you can do the really twisty, difficult ones.
Okay. And persuasion is, regardless of moves, you convince them that it was great.
You loved that.
That was good. We both enjoyed ourselves.
Yo, Thrifty, can I have you just make up a table for us and, like, share it? Google Doc? Thanks. For how all of the skills pertain to sex.
Yeah, sure. I could do that.
Is there a section in the DMG about that?
About sexing?
That's a special DMG that I'm not allowed to show you guys.
Ew.
Unless you're 18 or older.
D stands for dick.
There's a fish bucket on the cover of it.
No. Oh, no.
That sounds like something that was in the Demonomicon. I'm glad we have a barbarian.
Yeah.
I'm glad, too. It's going to be rad. Who wants to go next? One of you girls.
I can go. So, I decided after... looking, I was trying to decide between paladin and cleric. In the end, I went
and
with...
And kind of druid.
Because I wanted to keep the nature-y aspect of Aludra. And I recognize, like, thinking of things in terms of controller and defender and striker is, like, not really in line with 5e. So I had to kind of remove that from my decision. And I ended up going with paladin. Which I'm pretty excited about. I've never played a paladin before. And paladins are cool because they can be very, very different depending on what oath you take. And I chose the Oath of the Ancients, which allows me to do all sorts of cool nature-y things. And actually, I feel like it fits really well with what my old Paragon path was going to be. Because I picked the Horned Champion, which was like trees and guardian, like nature spirit things. And it's not really called a Paragon path here, but like the level 20 version of the Oath of the Ancients Paladin, you assume the form of an ancient force of nature. So it's a similar feel. Like, so I was going more with feel than mechanics on what I chose.
It turned into like Hurricane Katrina.
What? I would never do that. I want to be the biggest tree. No, basically, I could turn into an ant wife if I want to, which is what I'm nice. Going for at all times. So there's still several things I need to do on my character sheet, and I have not built everything correctly. We realized because we're like, Jennifer, why is your AC so much higher than like everyone's? So like, oop, I did it wrong. My bad.
That's my fault.
Oops. Yeah, Tim told me to do it wrong. Oh, and also now I got to designate that I am a mountain dwarf in 5e, and which gives me specific advantages. A little thing that I liked about being a paladin is when you're a paladin, you get 5 javelins for some reason. Don't know why, but I like it. I also now get to legally use heavy armor, unlike when I used to illegally use heavy armor.
That's the real reason why we switched to 5th edition.
So now I have plate mail, which is super heavy. It weighs like half as much as I do, but I can carry it because I'm strong. What other cool shit?
What about your nature's wrath and shit like that?
There's so many things I can't even.
Yeah, the paladin thing is long.
There's a lot. There's a lot of things that I get to do. I get to channel like my channel divinity. I can invoke primeval forces. There's a lot of vine stuff in this, which is nice because that is very Eludra-esque.
I like Instagram video better.
Oh my god, I'm gonna murder you in my vines. A thing that I'm able to do is channel divinity to utter ancient words that are painful for fae and fiends to hear. So I will whisper cusses in their ear until they cry. I do a lot more like buffing and like healery things now.
Yeah.
More so than just taking damage from my friends. I just help my friends. I have this aura of warning that ancient magic lies so heavily upon you that it forms an eldritch ward. You and friendly creatures within 10 feet of you have resistance to damage from spells.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So wait, how does that work? Like if I've got resistance to everything except for psychic. Like, so do I get like a double resistance?
Double poison?
Like, does that stack? I don't know how resistances work. So maybe start
like
there.
I'm pretty sure resistance, isn't resistance just...
I think it's flat, like
you take half, right?
I can't remember.
I don't know. Like I don't know yet. I don't feel like it's come up for me when I've played. Oh, another thing is none of my friends can be frightened around me either. So
that's actually probably pretty helpful.
Yeah, yeah. That's a thing I got.
Especially if you run into more like dragons and shit that do stuff like that.
So we can't be afraid. So we can't, if any time we say I'm afraid, you're like, no, you're not. It's in your head. Like, oh.
Unless I'm unconscious and then you're on your own.
All of a sudden, like, Illusia gets knocked out. We're like, all the fear screaming that we've been dampening for the past like months has come out and we like shit ourselves unto death.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I have a thing. I get to do an extra attack so I can. It says beginning at 5th level, you can attack twice instead of once whenever you take the attack action on your turn. So that's rad.
What about your fighting style? That's one thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, yeah, like, Bachman was saying that you don't choose that much. Yeah, you choose billion things.
For Paladin, you choose all sorts of things. So I get to pick different fighting styles, and I picked the protection one. So when a creature you can see attacks a target other than you that's within 5 feet of you, you can use your reaction to impose disadvantage on the attack roll. You must be wielding a shield. So, like, I'm trying to do defendery things. I'm doing defendery things, but in a different way.
Yeah.
Like, instead of, like, taking all the damage onto myself, I'm doing, like, wards and, like, preventing the attacks from happening or lessening their intensity, basically.
Right.
The most fun thing... have we talked about, like, spellcasting and the slots and stuff for people who might be new to this?
No, I didn't mention it, really. We hinted at it with me, but...
So the way that casting spells in 5e works is that you have a certain number of spell slots that you can use in depending on the level. So, like, for me, at level 10, Paladin, I have 4 slots for first level spells, 3 slots for second level, and 2 slots for third level. So I can only... I only have 9 slots total, and I can fill up to 4 of them with first level, up to 3 of them with second, and up to 2 of them.
And that's like casting. Level.
But you could also like you could trade down. Like,
right, and the way that you learn spells is kind of strange. So you could, if you're a big old dum dum, only know like 8 third level spells, But, you know, of course you want to mix it around and so forth. Because it's not right. like you know
You mean first
four.
Level, because third level's good. That's high.
Right, but if you have eight, you can't cast them.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that would be can't, you can't go down. In some first level spells, you can go up. So, like...
Yeah, so, like, yeah, say Fireball, you could cast that as, like, a ninth level spell, and then you get buckets of other dice to throw in there
but
as
like,
well.
But, like, I literally can't do that. Like, I'm not allowed to do that right now.
You might be. You can't? Is that something that it says?
I don't think
so. It's under certain spells...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's on spell basis.
Yeah. Oh, okay. None of the ones that I have picked thus far.
Yeah.
Seem
Is there
to
any
me.
On this exact page?
I don't.
Of course
think.
Not.
I do want to talk a little bit. I haven't picked all my spells. No. Tim's trying to take the book from me while I'm reading it.
We gave away all of our books for prizes, so now we have to.
And then we had
share.
To share a book. It's the worst. I just want to read a couple of the cool spells that I've gotten. I'm going to read you this spell called Moonbeam because it cracked my shit up when I read it. Because it start well, I'll just read it. A silvery beam of pale light shines down in a 5-foot radius, 40-foot high cylinder, blah, 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 until the spell ends. Dim light fills the cylinder. When a creature enters a spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn there, it is engulfed in ghostly flames that cause searing pain, and it must make a constitution save. Like, it sounds like it's going to be, like, a nice healing thing. It's like, no, ghostly flames, searing pain. Like, fuck, I want
Get
that.
Right, dude.
But most of my stuff is, like, aid. I have a thing called plant growth that I could... either make like a very small area, like really densely growing plants if I want to make it hard for enemies to go through, or I can like cast it for 8 hours and make like half mile diameter of land like luscious and green and
right
beautiful
like let's
for a
say
year.
That you're setting up a guild hall in a
yeah
right.
yeah let's just
world.
Say and you
and
wanted
you
to like
some
have
crops.
Some farmland
yeah yeah
then maybe I would cast you know plant growth
you
want to
make wine country but yeah. Oh and you know fire is so good for growing grapes, you know, it's so good for the soil.
Is that why Nika is mad at me? Because I said the guild hall idea was bad?
That's yes. definitely why. She's definitely mad, but we have to figure out why. That's probably
I think that's it. And the last spell of mine that I want to highlight, because the idea of Eluder doing this makes me happy, is Misty Step. Briefly surrounded by silvery mist, you teleport up to 30 feet to an unoccupied space you can see. So Eluder can teleport now? Which is just nice. Great. It's really good. Yeah, I tried to keep in mind like my nature-y thing. So I've got a lot of viney shit. Growing plants. I can talk to animals more now than I used to. Oh, and I can summon. Well, Nick and I have this spell in common. We can both summon a creature to ride upon.
And can't you both heal people?
Yeah.
Lay hands or whatever.
I have, yeah.
Revive people.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I can bring someone back from the dead if they're only 1 minute dead.
Dang.
Yeah. And I can aid people. I'm doing a lot of helpy things.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're
That's
welcome.
So nice of you.
It's so nice of you to be helpful.
But Misty Steps for me. I want to teleport just for me. I think... I'm sure there's a billion things that I've missed. Oh, another fun thing is because I'm a mountain dwarf, whatever... Like, there's like a special thing that I have called stone cunning. So whenever I'm making a history check related to the origin of stonework, I'm considered proficient in the history
skill.
Oh
my god, you're going to be so annoying talking about stone.
I was going to talk about rocks. Actually, okay, so...
That's actually you.
That's very much me, because it's just going to be me when I was a kid, because I love minerals and gemstones. True fact. I have like a whole collection of rocks in my parents' basement. Unless they threw them away. You should probably check on that.
That's maybe sad to think about.
Oh, I can't get sick either. I have divine help. I have a lot more radiant spells now, too. So, like, any, like, fucking zombies coming in here, I better not.
Scooch out here. Yeah, and don't you have, like, turn undead or some bullshit? I don't know. Clerics?
No,
you're not a cleric.
I'm
you're
not a cleric. Paladin.
Sorry.
Pally.
Sorry.
I think that's all that I can think of for right now, other than, I think I said...
Well, we mentioned your 5 javelins.
Yeah, so I told else? You that I have 5 javelins, so I think that's all I have left to say.
Yeah, so you also need your gambler's die, which might not
please.
Exist. And
something like it.
Yeah, and if...
Maybe it will matter a lot?
Yeah, if
know.
We get reroll medallions, that'd be great.
Is that a thing that exists?
It does in 4th, I don't know if it does in 5th. Oh, it's like it adds d6 or something like that, I don't remember.
I mean, we could just create a magic item that, you know, gives you an extra d8.
Yeah.
Because that's what your other one did. And I think that's still pretty relevant.
Yeah. What if we do something like it turns your rolls opposite? A 1 is now a 20. A 20 is now a 1.
That'd be rad.
Jennifer would be the greatest D&D player in all the realm.
Hey, let's talk to Nika.
Yeah.
Hey. Instead of having her just glare at us,
being quiet because you guys are talking.
Nika, tell me all your weapon proficiencies first.
I don't know all of them. I don't have the book with me. Devas don't exist and Avengers don't exist. So,
oh, I wanted to be Captain Jayla America.
Jayla went through a lot of soul searching and changing.
Oh, it's Deva puberty.
Oh. And whenever a Deva becomes a big girl, she becomes an Asimar because that was pretty good, I guess. And it was easier than trying to work with homebrewed stuff, even though a friend was very gracious in creating what it would be. But I figured it would just be easier.
What's an Asimar?
It's basically a Deva, but it's an angel. It's the exact same thing for the most part, but it is like angel instead of...
How purple are they?
I don't think they're supposed to be purple at all, actually.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but you're going to be purple.
You're definitely purple.
I mean, we're just going to call you a Deva.
Right, right.
Yeah. I won't.
But I lost some of my fun... I lost all my fun Deva stuff, so... Pretty much everything Jayla was good at, she's not good at anymore. So...
Oh, no,
I can't do religion checks. I can't stealth. But I can...
Is your new character not even broken?
No, it isn't. It isn't. There's nothing broken about this.
That's lame.
And the last character wasn't broken. It was filling holes in the party. that's right.
So what are you?
I'm an Asimar paladin with the Oath of Vengeance.
Oath of Vengeance.
So basically, Jayla and Aludra did the D&D version of U-Hauling, which is becoming the same class. Forever together.
God, I'm a paladin.
What? Yeah. We're different kinds together. Of paladin though, so it's okay.
Which one chose to be a paladin first, and which one is stepping on the other's personal likes and interests?
They're so the two different kinds of paladin are so different though.
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, like Nika and I have played in a game of like all druids that are all different. Like yeah. Five people play druids. Like you can do that in 5e, which is really really cool.
Yeah, like think of a normal ass fighter versus an eldritch knight. It's like night and day.
Oh man, Tim, what's going on?
You are on point with these goofs, Tim.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yes, same.
So nice since bat. I don't do some of the things I did before, I just tried to do a lot of damage. So I attack twice with a halberd and then I get to smack people with the back end of it.
Yeah.
Or the blood drinker.
Or yeah, whichever, you know, we'll see how that goes.
I like the idea that you keep blood drinker, but you just don't use it.
Right. Just keep it.
He's gotta be safe.
Yeah. That's your blood crazed great sword or whatever.
That will like torment me to no end. Please no. Blood Drinker, what did you say, Thrifty? He has to be fed blood every 3 days?
Well, that doesn't mean
once
I can't.
Once every 3 days, or he'll have a conflict.
I can just cut
what
myself
is a conflict?
For him, it's fine.
So the conflict can resolve in many different ways. It could be, you could basically have to roll a charisma against the sword. And if you fail, then basically it will take you over.
What?
Are you saying that there's a chance I could wield Nika?
That would be great, just to see Tom and like Jayla coming together like this construct in battle.
Is that why you took the extra beefy feats or whatever, Bachman, so that you could wield us?
Yeah. So I could wield people as weapons.
Amazing.
Amazing.
So I am resistant to necrotic and radiant damage. I've got dark vision. I have a proficiency with con saves. I'm resilient, whatever. I reroll ones and twos on damage. I'm immune to diseases. I've got an aura of protection of 10 feet, so everyone within 10 feet of me that's an ally gets +3 to saves. And then also I've got the immune to frighten that goes 10 feet. So basically Aludra and I can stand in different sections. We can stand 20 feet apart from each other.
We got you guys covered.
I'll never be afraid again.
You're welcome.
Whenever I have a bad dream, I'm going to get in y'all's bed and it'll be the best. I'm scared, but I'm not anymore.
It's a big old pile.
Wait, is it a circular ring? It's so like I have to have the room directly underneath it, bunk bed, top bunk underneath them.
Maybe.
I'm scared of the dark.
I would imagine it would be like more of a circle thing. Not a radius, but a sphere. Yes.
Yeah.
Because if you were flying, you'd still be affected by it as long as you're within the 10 feet.
Hell yeah.
Let's see. I've got Relentless Avenger. So whenever I hit someone with an opportunity attack, I can move half speed either away from them or wherever, and it doesn't provoke. I can sack spells to deal extra radiant damage based off the level.
Wait, did you say that you took feats? Is that what you're saying right there?
Yeah, I took feats instead of ability.
What was the feats you took again? Did you say that and I didn't hear it?
One feat was resilient, so I just got a bonus to my con score, and then I believe it is proficiency with saving throws.
Okay,
that's cool.
And then the other one I took, I believe, was I think it was Polar Master. Whenever an enemy comes into my range, instead of leaving my range, I get an attack of opportunity. And so if someone comes up to attack me, whenever they get within 10 feet, I get to smack them.
Oh, that's right. That's really good.
Nice.
For magic items, I've got adamantine plate mail. So on that, I can't be crit on. And then I've got gauntlets of ogre power. So it basically just increases my strength. And then a +1 halberd. And then cloak of displacement. So anyone that attacks me has disadvantage.
Man.
Like always?
Yeah.
Nice.
Jeez.
I want that.
I gotta look up some magic shit for my own self. I'm jealous now.
We even have the DMG, so we could...
Yeah, we too. I just read it. I don't know. Time.
I just kept on seeing dumb bullshit. Like, this is a manta ray cloak. It looks like a manta ray.
Okay.
You don't want to look like a sea pancake?
Come on. It's the coolest fish in the sea. Manta rays are definitely fish.
I apparently have Misty Step also. I just saw this.
Oh, lucky.
But then my spells are mostly damagey spells and revivify. And I've got a couple like Bless, Shield of Faith and stuff, so.
Neato.
So all I can say is we're both paladins, but real different.
Yeah. There's, you know, people are people.
Yeah.
They're unique in their own ways.
Yeah, I think our party is very different. Very, very, very different than it was. I think I didn't realize how much changes were happening because the paladin that was Oath of Ancients for Jennifer's was similar to what Aludra was. And Harper's, the only changes are basically different spells and like what, you know, just like subtle stuff. But yeah, man, this is a whole new ball game, like completely new characters.
Yeah.
It should be fun.
It should be fun. I think like combat's a lot simpler.
Yeah.
And should be a lot faster. So I think that's good.
Especially if we're sleeping a lot, because then I'll just cast like 5th level spells. And
yeah, so like dailies just aren't a thing, huh?
Yeah, nope, no dailies. But like basically spellcasters, all their spells are essentially dailies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind
of. Although I think clerics can do a thing where they, if they have a short rest, they can get some of their spells back.
Warlocks can definitely do that. I forget about clerics.
I
can get mine back.
Can't you cast cantrips like unlimited times?
Cantrips are.
That's one thing that's kind of bad is paladins. Well, I don't have any cantrips.
Right. So I kind of describe paladins as like a hybrid class. Like if you look through the player's handbook, there's several classes that are sort of like hybrids. And paladin's like part fighter, part cleric. So he has cleric spells, fighter abilities.
Yeah.
So no cantrip.
But I have a lot of things I can just do, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like I have other stuff I can just do.
Yeah, like if you look at agile people, they have the ability to like dodge out of the way of area effect things, and that's like anyone that's agile. Like, so there's like a lot of consistency there.
Unless I'm reading it wrong, I think I could do my channel divinity powers anytime.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
It doesn't really explain it.
Nika, did you see how the channel divinity stuff works? Because it didn't say there that there was any, like, once a day or short rest or...
I do not have it up. Hold on for just a second. I can ask my friend.
Yeah. I'm just curious because, well, I wonder if it's different depending on your oath, too.
Yeah.
No, you guys, I think they all have a channel divinity. There's different kinds.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll look into that and we'll come back next week and we'll actually play some game.
Yeah. And we're recording this next episode where we play a game and... a few minutes, so we will not have all the bonuses.
You'll not have it figured out.
So if you're confused, like, what the fuck? It's been a week. Why did not put equip?
Because it's not actually been a week.
Yeah. So.
So yeah. So enjoy that. if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Anchor and are at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Thank you, everybody who came out and hugged us at GeeklyCon. You're all the best. I hope everyone else who didn't make it, we see you next year because it was the super funnest.
Yeah. I liked it.
And I'm gonna play more games next year. That's my solemn promise to
myself.
Jennifer
didn't play a single game.
I would like to play a game. I did LARP, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Which was awesome. It was super fun. Ask me about LARP.
She's real horny for Nordic LARP.
I'm horny as hell for Nordic. I'm boy horny for Nordic LARP.
I started looking at the video for that today.
Oh,
that seems awkward.
We were starting to. Okay, I won't go too deep into this, we started getting set up, and like you could just feel everyone getting nervous as like pillowcases were getting put over our heads.
Yeah.
This shit is about to get weird.
It did.
Good stuff.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, then check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, Sayer, Dreadful Thoughts, and Top 5 of Death. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can check out the forums and see some fan art that would make Tom blush. Afterwards, make sure to head over to our shop and grab some merchandise so you and Jayla can be matching best friends. When you've finished with throwing acid in that Noel's face, head over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Unless, of course, you want to end up at the business end of a performance breakdance challenge with Sleeve the Noel. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. Otherwise, Zerd will put his butt hair on you. R.I.P. Zerd. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get ready to have Spider Daisy fuel your nightmares, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Beautiful.
Hey.
So good.
Thank you, everybody. We will see you next week. And until then, it's been dicey.
Has it?
Fifth Ed!
Nika, give me a blood drinker.
No. just let me hold him for a second.
Yeah, let me see him for a second. I'll give him right back.
Nope.
let me try this, please.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You are getting closer.